Why did the Orange lose the race? Nobody gonna ask why. Somebody gonna say why.
I don't know why.
He ran out of juice.
Are you running Treadstone?
Poole gets inside. Spins, layup is good. Another slick move from Jordan Poole.
Hey yo, what's up everybody? Welcome to Hoops and Cards, your one-stop shop as a basketball card investor and collector. Following the NBA Finals with you, I am Gary, your host, excited to be with you today as we talk about one of the big releases in basketball card products coming up in a little over 3 weeks. We're going to talk today about how do we respond when a new release comes out, because there is a lot of excitement, there's a lot of energy or interest in those cards, and maybe you want to rush in when you should wait a little bit. And we'll talk a little bit about what to do instead, or cards to look for in that set if you do rush in. So I'm excited about Prism coming out in June. I think it's June 22nd. If you check Blowout Cards or Cardboard Connection, you can find out a bit more about those. And much of this episode, I need to let you know, was recorded before last night's Luka Doncic show when they did win a game against Golden State. So you might hear me hoping that they do, and they did. So let's get after it. Heyo, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to Hoops and Cards. I am excited to be with you. Gorgeous day here in Northeast Ohio and in Boston, where the Celtics have tied up that series 2-2. I guess I was right on one of the two series. I thought Dallas would give more of a fight, and it's just a matter of time, isn't it? You don't come back from 3-0, and I don't know what to say, except Golden State is that good, scary good, and has so many weapons. And yeah, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, that's already enough. When you get contributions from Looney and others, I don't know what you're going to do about it. A lot of places they can score, come at you from, a lot of good defense. Very switchable. And so it looks like Golden State against Boston or Miami. I don't know how that has affected any of your buying or selling of cards. I'm sort of on hold, as you guys probably gathered from the last Five Buys episode, where buy number three started with me saying buy something else. Really seeing some good opportunities in baseball and football right now. And I know that we are a basketball specific or basketball focused show, but the deal is there are times in the year where it's just smart not to buy. I wound up buying yesterday by surprise. I bought an Emmanuel Quickley Contenders autographed rookie ticket, just the game ticket, for $10. Somebody was asking $25 for it online. I offered $10. They accepted like 30 minutes later. I'm like, all right, I guess it can be buying season but I wasn't going to pay much more than $15 for it. There's no rush to buy anything right now. There really isn't. And it's really a time to say, all right, reevaluate where you're at investing, collecting wise, because we are about to go into for some of us, it'll feel like even further, really, like more downward times. And it's not downward, although the economy has its own challenges right now and expenses, and I'm sure you're paying more for a lot of things, and cards in the grand scheme of things aren't as important as some of the basic necessities of life. I mean, they're taking up a lot of people's budgets right now, and that's, anyway, the interesting thing we have on the horizon in the middle of the summer, the middle of what usually is a slump for card values in basketball, is this Prism Basketball Hobby Box release and Prism Basketball cards. I don't know what to think of them as far as quality or future, what that future holds for them and Panini. And all I can say to you is since their debut in 2012, that NBA set with Kawhi rookie, Anthony Davis rookie, Jimmy Butler, like, what a great set overall. We have an episode about that. If you scroll back, just going over that year's set because it is so influential. So Prism, since 2012, has been the most popular product, the most popular basketball card. Sometimes they're the best looking or the coolest. You know, that chrome look, that shiny, that rainbow, all the parallel colors that they do. It's a good looking card, but a lot of people in the hobby that are committed to collecting, or at least they know there's 20 other options for basketball cards. It's easy to get tired of Prism or to be like, well, that's what the general population, but I like, you know, Revolution, or I like Court Kings, or I like National Treasures. There's a lot of decent products out there, but Prism being the headliner. And for me, I'm interested to see, with every other basketball card release we've had this year, Donruss, NBA Hoops, Contenders, Chronicles, some of these that have come out, even Prism draft picks that are coming out. With some of them, you're seeing people not rush to buy their retail boxes, their blaster boxes, and so those sit on the shelf and they're available after a year, last year and the year before, when that stuff sold out quickly and people were reselling boxes and wax online and buying and holding wax forever because it looked like the best investment. In some years, maybe it is, but I'm interested to see, with Prism being the most popular and at times the most valuable of all of the mainstream or all the retail releases, I'm curious to see how this June's release of Prism, you know, does it just fall in line with all the other releases this year, or do they overprint it because they can and they want to make the most of these last couple years of Panini being the only basketball card? I don't know. Will they do it? You know, will it stay Prism? Will it stay on the front page of basketball card collector, you know, of our buy list or whatever? And at the same time, it poses this weird spike. You know, when a popular new product releases, there's this excitement, and I'm sure a lot of us are going to try to buy Prism cards online, or try to buy and rip hobby boxes, blaster boxes, whatever you can get. Right? There'll be an excitement about a new product. That's great. What all's coming out? And at cardboardconnection.com and blowoutcards.com, you see previews of the new Prism release and all their inserts and some new inserts. And I like the 75th anniversary of the NBA inserts. Those look really cool. So there's a lot of reasons to be excited about this year's Prism. But the fact that it comes, you know, after the whole season and after probably all the finals play out. Usually a card release like this comes before a season or the beginning of the season, but COVID has delayed so much of it. So instead of looking at the rookie cards and kind of speculating, who am I buying? They might be rookie of the year. You know, you've already got, hey, Scottie Barnes did win rookie of the year, and Evan Mobley did have a great season, and some guys didn't. So we already know a lot about this year's rookies, which for some of them is going to drive up the value earlier than, you know, us prospectors, the guys that like to dig in and speculate who's going to be rookie of the year and buy a lot of their rookie cards before their rookie season. You know, we don't get that opportunity this year. We got to go after that value is already baked in. And so some cards are going to be higher than they would have been. Some will be lower than they would have been because that player didn't do as much this year. So I don't know, like those first few Evan Mobley Prism rookies and Scottie Barnes Prism rookies and Cade Cunningham's and Jalen Green's and Josh Giddey's. There's going to be some of those guys that their rookie cards, their rookie Prisms, will be super expensive in the first week on eBay. Or there will be a lot of people celebrating online, their YouTube videos, their Pac-Man breaks. You know, there's going to be a spike in a new card release. And so for the rest of today's episode, I want to talk about preparing yourself or preparing others for a new card release, but specifically one like this that's in the middle of the summer and after an NBA season, and maybe Panini is you know, they already released the digital versions of these cards or the NFT versions, whatever. And maybe they'll all look the same. I don't know. There's a lot I don't know about Prism. And what we'll talk about is some ideas for buying these new Prism cards if you want them, if you're interested in them. And then some ideas for buying other things while everybody's looking at Prism and the value of those are going up. Hey, something else might be going down. Maybe it rushes other releases from this year further down in price, further down in, you know, in investors' minds, and you might get some better buying opportunities in other products as a result of this Prism release. So it's going to be a fascinating ride. I would like to talk more about it and preparing myself really for the Prism break, the Prism release in late June. And yeah, how to go about getting wax if you want it. There's a variety of ways to do that. So after the break, we'll dig into some specifics. Nothing is worse for me than finding out there was a party and I could have gone, but I didn't even know I was invited. I missed all the fun. I missed seeing people. I missed, you know, just a blast. And I want you to know you are always invited to join Hoops Plus. That's our next level community for basketball collectors and investors that want more content, more interaction, more resources, prizes on a regular basis. Like, you can join Hoops Plus. You are invited. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You are a priority to join Hoops Plus. For just $4.99 a month, and you're getting way more than that in value. $4.99 a month. Go to anchor.fm/hoopsandcards/subscribe, and we will load you up with more basketball knowledge than you can possibly handle. That's a weird promise. We will make it more than worth your while to be a part of Hoops Plus. So check out the show notes for information there from today's podcast, or go to that anchor.fm/hoopsandcards/subscribe and get started today. Thanks so much. So 2 years ago, if I had done a podcast episode about the Prism release, there would have been a whole lot more energy and excitement and a lot of us wanting to get even just the base cards we would be excited about. The regular rookie cards of all those guys I mentioned to you, and I would add Bones Highland and Cameron Thomas and Malachi Flynn. Wait, not Peyton Pritchard. He was the year before that. Hello. Anyhow, there would just be a ton more excitement because of the value and the rush in the hobby celebrating a new release. And you know, I have had the Prism date release circled and then moved a couple times on my calendar for this season. I'm not going to lie. I'm excited about it. But I have learned, and I want to just keep reminding you all, reminding all y'all, that you do not have to be first. You do not have to buy now. In fact, I'm even reminded that with cards of rookie players that I remember what their Donruss rookie was worth when that came out several months ago. And it's like, wait a minute, now I can get that card for like pennies on the dollar compared to what it used to cost people. It is such just a thrill. See, I guess some people want to win an auction that bad, or they want to, you know, be able to brag or try to sell something quick online. I don't know. But people overpay a lot for a brand new box, a brand new release, a brand new rookie card. Just watch. Maybe you just don't take my word for it. You want to experience it for yourself. So just watch in late June what the rookies of these guys sell for on the sold listings on eBay. And watch how quickly in the first 7 to 10 days those values, those prices go down. They do. I'm not talking about numbered cards. Like, they already have a built-in scarcity thing going, like a, you know, limited number. I'm talking about just all the things. Last season, it was the LeBron James base. Ooh, the Kobe tribute dunk. Ooh, and that card came out. That was selling for like $200. And now you can find it for like $10 or less. So with any new release, if you're looking to buy, my encouragement is patience, wait to see what's out there. The things I'm excited about would be the
the rookies. I might just try not buying any base, because I've learned with any release, the base is watered down. They made too many of them, and I want to go after, you know, in previous years, if all the things about this year's Prism are similar to previous year's releases, then yeah, the green Prism parallel, the pink cracked ice, the red, white, and blue, those will be the easier ones to find, and they'll be the more higher print runs. But then there's others, if it's the same way as previous years, if you find a red cracked ice, that's a little bit more. An orange cracked ice, that's a little bit more. And then even a step up from those, purple cracked ice, hyper, and ruby red wave. That's one of the things that made Prism so popular, is so many parallels. But I will place more priority than ever on getting numbered cards. And I would rather have one good number, like one numbered card of a great rookie, than 15, 20, 30 base rookie cards. I really would. Because then you have something that a lot of others will desire for a variety of reasons. Collectors, investors, everybody. If you go after something that's already got a limit built into it. So I would say wait. See what other people are rushing towards, see what they're buying, see what the Prism set and parallels and all the different inserts look like. Again, there's a lot to be excited about with a lot of their normal inserts. But, and I think we've already gone over who the big rookies are in this set coming up. You might want to just be prepared. If you're like me and you're excited about a new release and you don't want to miss out, you might have to tell yourself, look, I'm going to stay home from that card show. I'm not going to look at eBay. I might just watch a few breaks, but I'm not going to waste money joining one, because maybe it's just me, you guys. I haven't had a lot of luck getting my money's worth out of a break. I know it only takes one for you to get that autographed Cade Cunningham rookie, baby. Like Detroit in those breaks, and Cleveland and Houston and Toronto, those are going to be super expensive Prism breaks to jump in. So if you want to buy wax, like I would contact your LCS card store or a website that you've normally seen them selling wax. I would contact them and say, hey, can I get in on your order of Prism? Or how much are those selling for? Are you pre-selling any? Some places will let you buy them at cost. I think that's incredible. They probably should mark some of it up, because they're getting it for you and holding it for you and giving up profit they could make in that first month. Because just like all the things I said about single cards, wax and hobby boxes are going to be a lot higher at the beginning as well. And so what I'm seeing when it comes to this new release of Prism is that it's going to be on a different buying season timeline. Like for most cards, as soon as the finals are over, you're going to see a gradual decline that in August and September is going to get even deeper or steeper, going to go even lower in values into early October. And that's the general basketball market. Will Prism's release bring the rest of the market up in basketball cards in the late summer? I doubt it. I really do. It's not going to distract people that are already watching football and watching baseball's MVP race and playoff races. They're not going to change. They might be excited by the new Prism for a while, but that's it. That is it. So I don't see the Prism release having as much impact on the overall basketball card market. I do see it going on a different timeline. Whereas when that releases in June, you're going to see, as a normal release would, a lot of us have been waiting for it and saying, I don't really want to buy the Hoops rookie or the Contenders rookie or the Donruss rookie of this guy. I want the Prism Auto, or I want the Prism Silver. I want the Prism Purple. Whatever it is you want, or you've been saving your attention or your money for, right? That's those things, the Prism new release, late June, July, the whole month, early August, and when retail gets released, whenever, you're going to see an extended excitement over Prism 21-22. That's just, and then I would say, if the NBA season is starting in late November, you've got, you know, Prism's releasing June 22nd, the season starting in November, you've got, almost 5 months of that Prism product being out. before the season starts, or almost 4.5 months, let's say that, before the season starts. So I would say the first two and a half months, it's going to be higher than it should be. And then for maybe a few weeks, there's going to be a short buying opportunity on the star rookies and the numbered cards. Because when you get into late November, early December, there's going to be some buzz. Maybe it's not a ton, but there's going to be some buzz about the new season, some more excitement about basketball cards, people looking again at Scotty Barnes's and Jalen Green's and all those guys, and what are they going to do next year? So there's going to be a very small window between Prism's time in the sun, their prime time, their release and rise for a while, as far as attention goes, and then a little dip, and then the season will start. So it's on a different timeline buying season-wise, and because I'm being close to Cleveland and being a Cavaliers fan, I expect Evan Mobley, some of his better Prism cards, to be highly priced. And I'm gonna want to buy them when they first release, because I'm going to be so excited. And there's something emotional or subconscious about like having to own a card or feeling a connection with that player. And I would just say one of the things, becoming a better investor and a more money smart collector, would be to say, I need to be self-aware enough and secure enough to say, you know what, I'm gonna have that card eventually, I am, but I'm gonna wait till somebody else pays to have it graded and pay, you know, I'm actually gonna buy that card next summer. That Evan Mobley silver PSA 10, I'm actually buy that late next summer, meaning 2023, because it'll already have proven its value or longevity, blah blah blah, and it'll be in a low buying season when people will be dumping those cards. They'll be tired of the 22 Prism. I know it seems like an eternity from now, but anything you're excited about during a new release, it's gonna be on the clearance rack in barely over a year. Some of them will be graded, and you'll get to basically pick what you want. You know, so I'm gonna learn patience, but that's not all I'm gonna do. I'm not just gonna do nothing. Hello, that's what the next section of this podcast is about. What I'm going to do instead of paying a premium for a new product like Prism, what I'm going to do instead of that, because there are going to be some unique opportunities while everybody's basketball-wise thinking about Prism. We got some other things that I think will be very interesting deals.
Do you like apples?
Can Miami hold on and close out the Atlanta Hawks? Oh, the Depot crossover, double pump, up and in. Oh, the Depot.
All right, so this third part about what I am going to buy, I figured I'd just record for you out here. This is like a reality show right now. I'm back on the back porch. My neighbor is mowing his lawn, cutting the grass, lowering the weeds, as it were, and I am grilling up some hamburgers and sitting here with you thinking about Prism release and not rushing in and overpaying. But there will be some other things that I'm going to pay attention to, because I think there will be some unique buying opportunities. With everyone, here's one. Everybody looking at the Prism release, I think the value or prices, the demand for some of the other releases that are already out. Like, I'm specifically zeroing in on Donruss Hobby, I would say Chronicles autograph cards, Origins autograph cards. There will be some deals on those when Prism comes out. And there will also be some deals or some cheaper prices on the high-level rookies in that class. So I'm looking at Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Scotty Barnes, all those things. I'm going to talk louder because the guy's mowing closer to me. And, yeah, there's going to be... So many good deals, because people will be chasing the Prism Silver Refractor or the Prism Hyper of Josh Giddey. And so in those moments, I anticipate the Donruss Lasers, the Donruss Autos, the Donruss Numbered cards not garnering so much attention. I just love using words like garnering. It makes me feel smart. Yeah, but they're not going to get as much attention, you know, than as those players
Prism cards as they come out. So what also is happening, of course, is the number of cards available for those players is going up, obviously, and the demand of Prism usually is higher than just about any other set every year, no matter what. So I'm going to be looking at Donruss autos of and numbered cards of the other rookies, the rookies from this class. So for me, that means Evan Mobley for sure. It means I love the future of Jalen Green, Cade Cunningham. I love what Scotty Barnes has already done with a lot of that value is going to be high because it'll be baked in rookie of the year. But another area that I will be fascinated to see bargains emerge would be from previous years of Prism. All of a sudden, that rookie class with LaMelo, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Maxey, Tyrese Halliburton, all those guys, their rookie cards are no longer like the new, shiny, most recent Prism release. They start to become old or previous years. I don't know if you remember that feeling, if you were around when they released 2019 Prism, and all of a sudden the Luka rookie was old. It was so last year, you know. Well, this current year's Prism of LaMelo and Anthony Edwards, those have had like way too much time of being the newest or latest Prism. So we'll finally turn a page and they will be like, it's funny how fast we move on, right, to the new thing. But I think we'll find some deals on Anthony Edwards. I'm hoping for deals on Maxey. You know I am. You know it. And certainly LaMelo. And the thing I like about all three of those players is playoffs. They have playoffs. Already had a little experience. They're going to have a lot of experience next year. So I think there'll be some nice opportunities. I should mention Desmond Bane, right? No podcast is complete without a mention of Desmond Bane. And the other thing I would think about, and I'll do more episodes about this in the future. In fact, I'm going to get together with Paul from nooffseason.com and talk tomorrow about some of the more underrated potential breakout players from last year's rookie class. And every time I'm drawn to prospects or guys that could take the next step, take their game to the next level, certainly I want to look for guys in this year's rookie class. I'm not going to shirk that. I'm not going to say there's nothing there. But I am going to say there's a lot of players from the 2018 class that have already flashed greatness, what they can do on the court. But as their teams get to the playoffs and as their games improve and they become all-stars, I could see a lot of growth in their card values. Like next year, I'm more interested in Gary Trent, Jaren Jackson Jr., Anfernee Simons, Jalen Brunson. There's Wendell Carter Jr., a lot of guys from that 2018, like an even older Prism class, that are, I mean, they've already had pretty strong seasons. Miles Bridges, Mikal Bridges. I could just keep going on and on until I say Colin Sexton. You know, there's a lot. So I think you're going to have some opportunities to buy rookies from the last few years. And I want to jump on some of that. So I'd be interested to see what you guys think. Maybe you're like, nope, I'm not even buying Prism. I'm not buying basketball until September. I'm still going to focus on, you know, you're buying pro football quarterbacks or you're buying Wander Franco, whatever. What are you buying as June arrives and as the new Prism release happens? And are you one of those like, I got to get it first. I got to get that Cade Cunningham and that Scotty Barnes rookie. What are you going after? I am going to be fascinated by the 75th anniversary Prisms, the inserts that they're doing for the top 75 players. I think that's going to be sweet. So what are you chasing? Hit me up at Hoops and Cards at Instagram or hoopsandcardspodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear your takes. Hey, if you take issue with something I said, bring it on. Let's talk. It's one of the things I love about the hobby. So we learn from each other and we don't have to agree on everything. Right, guys? So hope you appreciated this podcast. Counting down the days. Maybe you need to pre-order some wax. It is going to be an exciting release. It's going to be a lot of fun. So ready, so ready for June here. All right, everybody, that is a wrap for today's episode of Hoops and Cards. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for listening. Love for you to give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or recommend us to your basketball card collecting friends. You know, I've enjoyed listening to some other basketball card related podcasts in the last few days. It has been so fun to hear Nashak Index, Dirk Nashti, Sports Card Strategy Show, where they talk about basketball cards and the playoffs a little bit. And it's just great to have that ongoing, like even a global conversation about the basketball card market. So much fun. And so many good ideas I get from listening to you guys. So I'd love to hear from you at Hoops and Cards on Instagram. Send me a message or record one of those little voice memos for me and shoot that over. I'd love to, if you have any questions or comments, or feel free to disagree with me. You know, I listened to one podcast that was getting specific about several basketball players and things to do or not to do, and I disagreed with like 4 of the things they said. And I'm like, okay, you know, I get that we all have our opinions and our perspectives and preferences. So that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it a game, really. And makes the NBA a lot of fun to follow and to watch. You know, this Miami-Boston series could go either way. So maybe you're not investing in Jimmy Butler anymore. You're not looking at Jason Tatum. You're like, ah, this is too much risk for me. Or you're saying, hey, either one of these guys, I'm able to find some good deals on because people are getting out of basketball cards for a month or two now, and there's still some bargains out there to be had if you're willing to take some risks, short-term or long-term. So, hey, hoopsandcardspodcast@gmail.com. That's a great way to get a hold of us, hoopsandcardspodcast@gmail.com. Also, we've talked about nooffseason.com. You can use the hoops as a promo code, H-O-O-P-S, to get in on their next level or premier subscription for what they do over at Sports Card Strategy Show and at the nooffseason.com. So thank you for that, Paul. Looking forward to what we have in store when this new Prism comes out. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a ride. I'll probably still buy some cards, but singles that I can find cheap after the first week. So good luck as you prepare your investing strategies. Again, love to hear from you at Hoops and Cards on Instagram, and hope you have an awesome week. Until next time, this is Hoops and Cards.
Scotty Barnes acting as if he's going to stare down the defender as he gets to the basket. Well, hello, welcome to the NBA. Meet Jaren Jackson Jr.
That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.